studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect. We are presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. We also provide plumbing, roofing, and restoration. For service, call 444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. Thank you all so much for joining us on ABQ Connect. Today, this is Star Week, and many of us who grew up in the Albuquerque area remember affectionately with the actual call letters of Star, K-L-Y-T, known as K-Light. My friends Brad and Judy Key were intricately involved in the ministry back in the days of El Dorado High School. Brad and Judy, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Hey, thank you, Jim. Great to hear your voice.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, I always love to catch up with you guys. We've grown up together. We are involved in the Young Life ministry a lot. I know the Christian music
yep.
means a lot to both of you. Tell us about how you got involved with the ministry of K-Light and Mountaintop Promotions.
Absolutely. It's a fond memory for Judy and I, really a big part of our lives. Back in 1978, I had met Rudy Grande, who, of course, is legendary here in Albuquerque, at UNM. And we had become friends. And in the summer of 78, some businessmen in town, Christian businessmen, had brought B.J. Thomas to Albuquerque in a concert. And it didn't do too well. In fact, I think they lost money. And B.J. Thomas was a big deal back in 78. And here we were, just young kids. And when Rudy and I and Judy heard that the B.J. Thomas concert had lost money, we, out of our ignorance, thought, well, that's not possible. How is that possible? And so we said, we could do that. We knew nothing, but we thought we could do it. These businessmen were involved with K-Light, and they had a contract for Second Chapter of Acts in November of that year, and they said, we're not doing this. We lost money on B.J. Thomas. We don't know what we're doing. It's too hard. We're not going to do it. So Rudy said to Judy and I and others, why don't we do the Second Chapter of Acts concert? And we said, Rudy, we don't know anything about this, but sure.
Yeah.
And we formed Mountaintop Promotions in the fall of 78, brought the Second Chapter of Acts in November, and the rest was history. The Mountaintop Promotions ended up being remarkably successful. We formed it as a nonprofit, and it was really a labor of love. We never made any money, but we didn't want to. Judy likes to say that at the end of every year, we would do our books, and we would always break even. It was a great real compliment to K-Light. Of course, you've got this great radio station that reached all over the Southwest and was really in its heyday. And so we used K-Light as a partner. The promotion for the concerts, of course, would have never worked if it wasn't for K-Light. We ended up doing amazingly over 8 years, from 1978 to 1986. We did 82 concerts.
Yeah,
86 over 86,000 tickets sold in that time. And it was really a very special memory.
Well, I didn't have a chance to say this to you earlier. I should have, but yesterday I had Rudy Grande, Steve Ryman, Steve McKee,
yep.
all with having worked with the ministry of K-Light over the years. And of course, Brad and Judy, the reason that that we really wanted to have you on is we want our listeners to understand kind of the history of K-Light, which is now branded
yeah.
Star 88. It's our sister mm-hmm. station here at KNKT. And all week this week, we are celebrating K-Light because, unlike other things in Albuquerque, this was at the top of the good list. We were the very first contemporary Christian music station in the country
yep.
at K-Light.
Yep.
I mean, what a cool thing. And we didn't just have the music playing. Mountaintop Promotions was taking these musicians and bring them into the community. And I know that you all develop relationships. Rudy Grande mentioned a fundraiser that you were all involved with for Mark Hoeberling. Late Mark Hoeberling, tremendous gymnast, El Dorado High School. Might mention, Judy, there's a few El Dorado Eagles involved with K-Light over the years.
There definitely had been. Yeah.
But
go El Dorado.
That's right. Tell us about Mark Hoeberling and what he was involved with the ministry on the air after he was paralyzed, and he really did have an effective ministry on the station, and you guys did a lot to help him with that initial concert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not only that, but Mark had his own show on K-Lite that was very popular, very successful. People would tune in all the time specifically to listen to Mark's show. The Hoebelings are a wonderful family, and yeah, K-Lite was a big part of that time. I don't know if people really realize, if they weren't around then, what a tremendous ministry K-Lite was, and what a tentpole it was for the whole country. It allowed acts from all over to come. They really told us how much they loved coming to Albuquerque. A big part of it was they're trying to get across the country. All of these acts would be traveling on the road, and they really needed to be able to do a concert in Albuquerque to get from the East Coast to the West Coast. And we made sure that they had an opportunity to do that. So we promoted it well. We had lots and lots of volunteers. I'll let Judy talk about the volunteers and the whole sort of the engine of Mountaintop Promotions.
Yeah,
we had many, many little sub-teams on a night of a concert. We had a setup and teardown team, and we had concessions for the band sales, like T-shirts and albums. Albums, can you believe it? Albums. We had people that manned our doors, and we did people who passed the buckets for the love offering during the concert. We had a team who followed up with those who came forward to dedicate their life to Jesus after hearing the message during the concert. We had ticket sales the night of, and we had crowd control, and so many of the people that I was looking through my list of volunteers, because that was my job. My job was ticket sales and volunteers, and I was looking at those names, and it brought up such a well of wonderful, fun relationship times, and some of those people, Brad, aren't they still some of our bestest friends?
Oh, absolutely.
I know.
Why don't you name some of them?
Yeah, Brad and Christina McDonald. She was Christina Trujillo then. Brett and Shawla Simpkins. Steve and Denise McKee, actually. And the people that we just run into all the time here in Albuquerque still, Mike Williams and Monty Blodgett and his wife, May Allen. We see them all the time. And K-Lite and Mountaintop were the foundation of our long-lasting friendships.
Hey, Jim, your name comes up on that
list,
too. We
absolutely
see you on the volunteer list way back in the early 80s for Mountaintop.
Well, I have to say that I thoroughly enjoyed all the concerts. You guys have always been, you know, Judy and I graduated together. Brad, you were a year behind us. You guys have been together since when? Judy, when you were a junior in high school?
No, it was our senior year.
Oh.
42 years married this month, and 45 years together, if you can believe it.
That's amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
high school sweethearts. In fact, Judy was the only person that I ever dated. So after we had our first date on Valentine's Day in 1976, then we've been together ever since.
Judy, yeah. I've been trying to find someone that has bad taste in men just like you, but I've not been able to find it. Just teasing. No, you guys know I love you. And Judy has always been organizing everything. I mean, I remember some of my favorite times were we were all involved in Young Life together. And, you know, shout out to Craig Davis and his staff. They did a great job.
Absolutely. Life-changing, the impact that Craig Davis has had on this community.
Yeah, he did some wonderful things. And you guys got involved with this ministry while I was playing basketball. I didn't get involved with K-Lite when I was in high school. But as I got I was in the middle of my college time, I went through the Christian Broadcasting Academy and learned how to spin records. Again, the younger audience doesn't even know what an album is, do they, Judy?
Well, vinyl's coming back. You can find them on the, you know, the small towns.
Yeah, that's what I heard. But here's the thing that I want you guys to tell me about. How vital was Christian music to you both when you were younger?
Oh, this is how vital it was. When we became Christians together, when we just dedicated our life to Jesus together as young adults, we did a purge of all of our secular music. We went to the dump. with our good friend Toby Shelton, who lives in California now, and we literally played Frisbee with our secular albums and threw them into the dump, and all we had was our Christian, contemporary Christian music. And we lived off of that music with our young family for years and years and years. And I remember the first time our oldest daughter heard that we could listen to other music on the radio. She's like, I didn't think anything else existed except Amy Grant, because that's what she grew up listening to, was all the Amy Grant music. So it was vital to our young family. We loved music with a message, and that was K-Lite's tagline for so many years. And we wanted our kids growing up to have the songs that had a meaning and a message running through their brains. And for Brad and I, it was important to us.
Yeah, absolutely. Jim, if I could, I have some stats here about Mountaintop to sort of bring your listeners back, if they were around during that time, about the many, many great Christian music artists that we brought. First of all, some statistics. Second Chapter of Acts was our first concert, as I said. They were also our last concert 8 years later, and they came the most times. They came every year. So we had Second Chapter of Acts 8 times in 8 years. But second, maybe, is a difficult trivia question. The answer is One Truth. We brought One Truth 5 times. One Truth is was a really successful family Christian music band back in the day. And here's an amazing thing. This is the Butler family out of California. We became great friends. We were dear friends with Floyd and Gene Butler. And then we found out many years later, talk about small world, that I am 9th cousins with all of the Butler boys.
Of One Truth.
Of One Truth. We share the same 8 great-grandparents from the old country.
From the early 1700s.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Some other groups that we brought, DeGarmo, and brought more than once, DeGarmo and Key, Joe English, Mylon LeFevre and Broken Heart, Resurrection Band, which then became Res Band, we brought them 4 times, Sheila Walsh, Randy Matthews. These are some big names in contemporary Christian music, certainly the foundation of the business. Phil Keggy, who is a phenomenal artist. Leslie Phillips, Randy Stonehill, Terry Talbot, Paul Clark, Dion and the Belmonts fame, brought him, had a nice conversation after that concert late into the evening at Goody's, I think. We brought Amy Grant, who was the biggest concert that we brought. We had about 4,000 people, 4,000 tickets for Amy Grant. As I said, over the 8 years, most of our concerts were right about 1,000. And if you went to those concerts, you'll remember they were held at Kiva Auditorium. The vast majority of our concerts were at Kiva Auditorium. But then second was at Christian Center, which was really the first mega church in Albuquerque. But then Hoffmantown. We had concerts at the Sub Ballroom at First Baptist Church downtown. We even did concerts in the Cinema East Theater at Eubank and Candelaria, if you can believe that. Lines out the door all the way around the building. We did Amy Grant, as I said. She was the only concert we did at Tingley Coliseum, but we did one concert, the very first. Second Chapter of Acts was actually at the Civic Auditorium before it was turned down. And we did concerts at Cliffs Amusement Park. So definitely an amazing list of groups that we brought, so many different tremendous memories. Judy mentioned also that we started with a love offering. So these concerts were originally free, but we would pass a bucket. And that worked for many years until we brought Keith Green. And this is an amazing story. We had Keith Green at the convention center, mm-hmm. and a huge crowd. Keith Green is a great artist. And at the end of the concert, we would pass the bucket for people to donate, and that's how we paid all of our bills. And we had a guarantee to all of these artists, and God always provided. But this one night, Keith Green, at the end of the concert, prayed, said he felt a moving, that we shouldn't say any more, and asked everyone to leave. Now, I'm sure lives were touched that night and that hearts were touched, which is all that matters, but we were then left with many thousands of dollars with no way to spend it, no way to pay any of our bills, including our bills to Keith Green. And so that was the end of the time where we stopped passing the bucket and we started charging. And what were our tickets originally, Judy? $1?
Yeah, and then I think the highest we got was $5, and Amy Grant was $15.
That's right. Yeah.
But Amy was special because she had a much bigger contract.
Tell your story, Judy, about your Amy Grant night where, since you were responsible for all this money, and here you were, just a young woman, and you've got thousands and thousands of dollars to be responsible for.
Yeah, they had an accounting group with them that night, and they told me that if the ticket sales, if the numbers didn't, what is the word, Brad?
The unsold tickets had to be counted.
Had to be counted, as well as the tickets that were sold. And if they didn't jive, I would personally be responsible for that. And I was so nervous. I couldn't even enjoy the concert. And Amy found me backstage before she went on, like when the opening act was on. And she's like, "You don't seem to be very, very excited about tonight," or something. And I said, "I'm scared to death that the accountants aren't going to find everything jiving, and she's like, "It'll be fine. Don't worry." She was so sweet to me.
And it was fine.
Yeah, it was absolutely fine.
But back when
that was a lot of money.
Certainly for the young kids that we were, back when we were collecting money through just passing the bucket, Judy would have all the money just in her, I don't know, fanny pack.
Yeah, go on.
Before she could take it to the bank the next day.
God was amazing
about blessing the finances. We never worried about it. We never thought about it. We were absolutely very careful, as Judy pointed out, how she was so worried. But at the end of every year, it worked out, and it blessed the radio station as well. If we had any extra money, it would go to the ministry. But it was really an amazing time.
Brad and Judy, would you guys kind of concur that there were, you already mentioned a number of churches. I know Calvary was involved a little bit promoting.
Yes.
I know that Christian Center was just an amazing church at that time, and they made their building available. You already mentioned Hoffmantown, but it seemed like in those days, the whole Christian community saw the movement of Christian music and the response that young people like you had in regard to the music, and they really jumped on board. We would really like to see that happen today with Star 88. So I'm hoping that the leadership of churches that are listening to this program today might get stimulated to say, yeah, you mentioned a concert at Cinema East. That's not a bad idea to go do some midnight concerts at some of the movie theaters around town. We all have to get through COVID and all of that stuff, but there's a lot of great ideas you all had as very young people, and I think those ideas are as innovative today as they were then.
Yeah, I think that was definitely true, that there was a feeling of community. Judy likes to call it small Albuquerque, and I still think we live in a very large small town, but we would take our posters. I did all the posters for the concerts, and we would take them to all of the churches around town. We'd also put them into the high schools, if you can imagine that. Every high school had a poster in it promoting a Christian concert, and we were doing these every month. We had posters on campus at UNM. Definitely a lot of the churches were very supportive. The biggest support, of course, was that they encouraged their outreach to go to the concerts, take the young kids, take the high schoolers and the college students to go to the concerts, and that was really a big part of it. Another thing was there were a lot more Christian bookstores back then. Judy used to go and meet with them to sell the tickets.
Right. And some of these names might ring a bell with folks. We used to The names of the church, not the churches, the bookstores, we call them the power outlets. That's where we sold our tickets, and we sold them at Living Word and King's Way and the Christian Supply Corner, Music Mart, Sun Life, and Maranatha. And some of those names, when I read them again, I was like, oh yeah, that was a big deal. Now today, we just have Bibles Plus, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the churches usually have their own bookstores within their doors. But the Christian bookstores were really all over town.
Well,
yeah.
And I think too that all the stuff that's available online has made it particularly difficult for retailers. I might mention here, it's a great time for us all as New Mexicans to think about the fact that we all need to be buying local. And that's just not Christian books. That's coffee and get out to the restaurants that are doing curbside delivery and pickup. There's just so much we need to do to support our economy and our state. But it just brings back great memories to remember the concerts. You didn't just make it convenient to get a ticket and make it available to young people and make it affordable. They were just a lot of fun. So Brad and Judy, amazing. I need to take a quick break, say thank you to our sponsors. So I hope everybody will stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be back with Brad and Judy Key talking about Mountaintop Promotions, K-Lite Radio, now Star 88. We'll be back right after these messages.
Serving you and your family day and night. Call Bosky when you want it done right. For heating and cooling, plumbing and more. 24/7 we'll be at your door.
Locally grown, locally owned. Bosky Heating and Cooling. A portion goes back into the community. 444-7200.
For quality service like a breath of fresh air. Call Bosky and
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8585.
Do you have an old clunker or a good running vehicle? Donate to Joy Junction. It can help bring hope to the homeless. If it's in good condition, great. If not, no problem. Running not required. We'll take it. Just contact us and we'll take care of the rest, even towing. Just call 505-217-9586. Your vehicle donation will help us provide housing for Albuquerque's homeless families. Joy Junction, bringing hope to the homeless. Won't you help? Here's Joy Junction CEO, Elma Reynolds.
Joy Junction has been serving homeless families, men and women, for more than 33 years now. And it's a dream come true for our late founder, Jeremy Reynolds, to have a new additional space to give more dignity and privacy to those who come to our doors. But we need your help. Your generous donation means hope to somebody, and we are here to be that hope.
For more information, go to joyjunction.org. Be that hope. Go to joyjunction.org.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Brad and Judy Key are on the phone with us this afternoon. They ran Mountaintop Promotions. Okay, you mentioned how young you were. How young were you when you started Mountaintop Promotions?
Brad was 19 and I was 20.
And you mentioned your volunteer team, Judy, in our first segment.
Yeah.
You really had a lot of those same age people doing everything to plan all of this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And they were so willing and so able. And the camaraderie and the fellowship that we all had together, it was fabulous back then. Yeah. We all had a heart for the same thing, it seemed like.
Yeah, it was one of those things where you think about it and you didn't realize how young you were at the time until now at, you know, over 60 years old, I look back and think, wow, that is really young to be taking on all that responsibility. But we didn't think anything of it. We were all committed to just following the Lord's leading. Rudy was really the impetus of this. I mean, I never want to forget how much Rudy Grande was sort of, he he just was always, he knew everybody, and he still does, and he was the one that was the inspiration. Rudy booked all the concerts. He was the one who worked with their agents. He was the one who actually signed the contracts, and, you know, we would have to make sure that we provided food the way they asked and so on. So Rudy took care of all of that stuff, and we took care of the logistics of making the concerts go on once, generally about once a month. We did on average 10 concerts a year for all that time. Speaking about food, Second Chapter of Acts toured a lot, and they found that if they didn't put it in their contract, that they would be getting fried chicken or spaghetti every single night. So their contract specifically said that we couldn't serve them spaghetti or fried chicken. But great friends, that family, you know, really amazing people. But most of our acts, we would take them out after the concert, whether it would be to Goodies or Caro's, if you remember that, the late night places. And we would sit around the table and talk late into the morning hours about Christian music and just the moving of God in the country.
Yeah, that's really special. Hey, I have one last question. Our half an hour has already blown by. But as parents and now extremely experienced grandparents, do you guys think Christian music is still a useful tool for parents and grandparents?
Oh, absolutely. The key to me is that you turn it on when you're in the car, and the impact that it has on your kids, you just don't realize. One of our youngest granddaughters, not the youngest now, will commonly sing along with Kay and KT because her mom has it on in the car all the time. And our daughter-in-law is just amazed that I didn't realize she was listening, but mm-hmm. she's listening, and she's not even 3 years old.
Yeah, they absorb things. And don't you want those words, those uplifting words, going on in their heads too? Yeah, that it's important. Yeah.
Well, you two, you guys helped.
Yeah,
to
I really want to encourage people that are listening to this program today to support the radio stations that give our community such great music with messages.
So still the same call letters, KLYT. It's now branded Star 88. All music as it was back in the day. We do a little bit of teaching program on the weekends, but it's all about contemporary Christian music. Brad and Judy, thank you so much for telling us about Mountaintop Promotions. You laid an amazing foundation for a ministry that is still going strong, and I just appreciate you as friends and your time today on the radio. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Thanks for asking us.
We'll talk to
Bye-bye.
You soon.